Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Thank you again for listening. Today I'm going to read about the fiery furnace. In the fiery furnace, we are going to hear about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The three men had grew wise and respected as high appointed officials in Babylon. Other Babylonian officials, who were jealous of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were able to get King Nebuchadnezzar to command them and all people to bow down to a golden statue. When the three men refused to bow down and worship the idol and god of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar had them thrown into the fiery furnace, which was heated even 7 times hotter than normal. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not scared, for they had faith that God would save them. When the king Nebuchadnezzar had looked into the fire, he saw then 4 men walking around the furnace, yet unharmed. It was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the Son of God. King Nebuchadnezzar saw this and brought the young men out of the flames. In his astonishment, he promoted them to higher office and decreed that God of Israel shall be worshipped. If you stay with us after the short break from our sponsor, we will start with another story for today's lesson. Thank you for staying by after that short break. Next, we're going to talk about the story of Jonah and the well. God called to Jonah one day and told him to go preach to Nineveh, because the people were very wicked. Jonah hated this idea because Nineveh was one of Israel's greatest enemies, and Jonah wanted nothing to do with preaching to them. Jonah tried to run away from God in the opposite direction of Nineveh and headed by boat to Tarshish. God sent a great storm upon the ship, and the men decided Jonah was to blame, so they threw him overboard. As soon as they had tossed Jonah in the water, the storm stopped. God sent a big fish, some call it a whale. It swallowed Jonah and to save him from drowning. While in the belly of the big fish, Jonah prayed to God for help. He repented and he praised God. For 3 days, Jonah had sat in the belly of the fish. Then God had the big fish throw back up Jonah, and he fell onto the shores of Nineveh.